Welcome to the True Crime Cafe. I'm Angie.
I'm Becky, and you won't believe the case I have for you today.
What you got for me today?
I have a story about two different kidnappings within the same victim.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait to hear this.
This is the story of a young mother named Lakeisha Johnson. And sometimes police officers get a call and the story seems really hard to believe. Kind of like my last case. Hey, our duck just found a missing person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in this case, the call was totally true.
Okay.
2017, Lakeisha Johnson was 22-year-old single mother of three kids. They were 6 months old, 1 year old, and 2 years old. And they lived in Kennewick, Washington. And my kids are close in age. You've got kids close in age. Like, we've both been there.
Yeah, but mine aren't that close. Like,
no.
My oldest two are 2 years apart, and then the youngest is 3 years younger than my middle child.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a whole lot of little babies at one time.
It is.
Now, my daughter has her boys, or my grandbabies, are close.
Yeah.
In age, like your boys are.
Yeah. Yeah. When my oldest was 6 months old and they told me I was expecting, I was like, well, let's make this quit. Like, let's quit having these little things, because two was my limit. Just I always knew that two was my limit. So, and it was a good call, because right now we have five dogs and two of them are puppies, and it's a lot. I have a feeling like a lot of kids for me would have been overwhelming. But Keisha had three, and she had a lot of support from her mom.
Okay.
Because she said her mom was like her kid's second mom. In an interview, she called her mom number two. And her mom said that she and Lakeisha shared everything. They kind of co-parented the kids. And Lakeisha said her mom was great and said her mom was her rock.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You said that she was a single mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Although her past relationships ended in disaster, Lakeisha was ready to try and find her happily ever after. So she joined a dating app. Now, this is pretty normal, you know.
Nowadays,
People, all kinds of people on dating. My mom was on a dating app.
That was awesome.
It terrified me watching. There's a, I don't know if it's the Discovery Plus or Hulu, but they had a whole series of murders that happened from dating apps. And I was like, Mom, get off that thing. So on this dating app, Lakeisha described herself as shy and said it's easier to talk in text than in person, which is kind of true. There are some conversations that are easier to have in text.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been married 28 years and there's still some conversations we have in text, especially if it's about the kids and we don't want the kids knowing and they're around. So there's all kinds of reasons. Yeah.
I get it.
All kinds, not just dating. There's all kinds of reasons why it's easier to talk in text.
Mm-hmm.
When she joined the app, she got a lot of messages, but there's one guy who really caught her eye, Kanoa. He was new to the area and he wanted to just hang out. Kanoa and Lakeisha actually ended up living about 2.5 hours from each other. Okay. Soon they were talking 24/7. Didn't take long. They were dropping the L word.
Ooh.
And 3 weeks later, Lakeisha told her mom all about Kanoa. Lakeisha's mom said she knew when her daughter was texting Kanoa because of how happy she was.
Aww.
So even when she was just texting him, she just glowed. She was so happy.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And Lakeisha said she fell in love with Kanoa's first words. He was so chatty and sensitive. And soon he was introducing her to his female cousin. And because Lakeisha didn't have a license, the next time Kanoa's cousin went to visit him, Lakeisha went along for the ride. And she took one of her kids with her.
I have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, like, why would you have your kids around somebody that, I mean, I know she probably thought she knew him because of how much they talk, but you don't,
She didn't co-host a true crime podcast.
Right?
She said that she took her son with her because one of her kids was very clingy and wouldn't do that well for very long without her. And the other reason was because she wanted to see how Kanoa acted around kids from the start. And that kind of makes sense. You know, like,
but that's a risk.
It is. It's a very big risk. So as they drove, Kanoa's cousin and Lakeisha talked, and it was like they knew each other forever. And the plan was to have dinner, but Kanoa switched things up and made plans for them to go play laser tag. Kanoa's cousin, who had a kid of her own, offered to babysit. So she gave Lakeisha her phone number and even gave her the keys to her car so she could wait there for Kanoa.
Mm.
2 hours later, no Kanoa. He's not responding to text. His cousin's not responding to text. And at this point, Lakeisha's mad at herself for letting her son go with them and mad at them for not answering her. So Lakeisha calls her mom. And I imagine this was a hard phone call to make, especially since they were that close. And this is like, it's not just calling their grandmother. It's calling their grandmother who's as close to them as their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls her mom, tells her what's going on, and her mom is all, call the police. And Lakeisha's like, I kind of want to give them the benefit of the doubt, so mm-mm. I'm going to wait until morning. Mm-mm. Right? Mm-mm. The next morning, no baby. So Lakeisha calls the police, and while she's making the call, Kanoa's cousin texts her, and Lakeisha tells the police everything is okay. So then she calls Kanoa's cousin, who says, hey, I fell asleep. Sorry about that. When Lakeisha says Kanoa never showed, the cousin is clueless, but says she'll have the baby over as soon as possible. As Lakeisha is waiting, Kanoa texts her and says he got pulled over for speeding and put in jail, and that's why he didn't show. Mm-hmm. Lakeisha said she was done with Kanoa, but soon they were talking again. I know. Mm-mm. And I know, when you're in love with someone, you want to forgive them. You want to believe the best in them and mm-hmm. everything. And 6 weeks later, Kanoa's mother texted Lakeisha to say that Kanoa was in a horrible car accident. He was asking for Lakeisha and her kids to come see him before he died. And could his cousin Ivan pick her and the kids up? Lakeisha's mother was totally against this. But Lakeisha thought if Kanoa saw the kids, that it would give him the will to live so he would fight. In an ID episode of Web of Lies, Lakeisha's mother said that she did not trust Ivan and she had a feeling something was going to go wrong. But she thought if she kept Lakeisha from going and Kanoa died, then Lakeisha would never forgive her. So Lakeisha gets in the vehicle with Ivan. They have all three kids. They get to the hospital, and I'm assuming it's the same town, like 2.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. Kanoa's cousin said the doctors won't let the kids in. So Ivan volunteers to watch the kids. Lakeisha said Ivan was super sweet and it made it easy to trust him. Plus, the other cousin is there saying, you could only have a few minutes to see him. It's a now or never thing. He could die. Lakeisha said okay, but she wanted to take her oldest child with her. His cousin went with Lakeisha to the elevators, and his cousin's like, I'm going to sit in the lobby, but you should go on up to the third floor. There are a lot of doctors up there, and I'm really tired, so I'll keep your kid down here so they will actually let you in. And Lakeisha's excited. She's finally going to get to meet Kanoa, even though he's supposedly on death's door. And Lakeisha gets off the elevator to meet Kanoa's mother, and she runs up to this woman in the hallway and she's like, are you Kim? And the woman says no. That's the only woman there. The waiting room's empty. There are no doctors. Lakeisha said she felt like Kanoa was always right around the corner, but she could never really reach him. So she gave up trying to find his mom and she went back downstairs. The elevator door opened. No cousin, no child. They're not in the waiting room. She goes outside. Ivan is gone. Her kids are gone. Mm. So Lakeisha tries to contact the female cousin. No answer. Lakeisha then calls her mother and has to admit that her mother was right, that going to see Kanoa was a bad idea. So Lakeisha's mother said she was shattered and she told Lakeisha to call the police immediately. But she didn't. She was hoping that the female cousin would bring the kids back like last time, but she didn't. So someone did call Lakeisha, but it was not the cousin. It was Lakeisha's mother, and the police were there. They were at her mother's house because Ivan turned Lakeisha's oldest two daughters over to the police, and the kids were now in Child Protective Services.
Just the oldest two daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Or all the kids?
Just the oldest two.
Okay.
Nobody knows where the baby is at this point. So Teresa told Ivan, who was not a cousin. Ivan was someone that the female cousin met online, and he had no idea what was going on. He just knew that the female cousin took the baby and left him with the two kids in his vehicle and didn't come back. So the detectives take Lakeisha in for questioning, and they kind of wonder if she's in on it because the story seems too weird to be true. Mm-hmm. They're like, did she sell her child? And soon the detectives realize that it was just a dumb mistake and that she is as much of a victim as her children are. Mm-hmm. So they finally tell Lakeisha that Kanoa, his mom, and that his female cousin are all the same person. Mm-hmm. And it was an elaborate scheme to kidnap a baby.
Why?
I don't know.
So was it a female impersonating?
Yes, it was a female people? Impersonating okay. a guy, the guy's mom, and the guy's female cousin.
That's crazy.
She wasn't even honest about herself. Like, none of those identities were her. Mm. So Lakeisha said that it was hard for her to believe that she was that naive to put her kids in that much danger over a man, but that's what happened.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
It is. And I can't imagine the guilt that goes along with that, being a mom.
Exactly.
Detectives called the number that Keisha gave them for the female female cousin and left a voicemail that they were looking for the baby. They got a text message back, but the text is from someone named Clay. And the detectives chalked Clay up to be another fictional alias of the female cousin. The police texted the number back and said they're treating this as a kidnapping. And the texted reply gave a hotel name and room number. The detective said that his biggest concern was for the safety of the child. Nobody opened the hotel room door, so the manager gave them the room key and the detectives rush in, guns drawn, just like in the movies. Mm-hmm. Except the room is empty. Nobody's there. They're back at square one. No baby. Back at the police office, the female cousin, supposedly, by now we know her name is Teresa.
Okay.
Teresa calls the detectives using a different number, and she says she's with the baby at the hospital where they dropped Lakeisha off the night before. The detective at the station keeps Teresa on the phone until the others get to the hospital, arrest her, and get the baby.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. Lakeisha said that holding her baby for the first time after that was like giving birth to him all over again. So, quote unquote, Teresa was actually Fern Little Cap, and she pled guilty to second degree kidnapping and was sentenced to 6 months in jail. The police did not find any evidence that there was any kind of abuse regarding the children. And Lakeisha said this has made her a stronger mother because she never wants to go through this kind of risk again. She says every minute with her children is one she would not trade for the world. So I hope that she really, truly has learned her lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I know other females who have made horrible decisions for men.
We all have.
We all have.
I mean, that's just part of life.
It's part of infatuation. I'm not even going to say love. Mm-hmm. It's part of infatuation.
Yep.
I know one person whose horrible decision regarding men resulted in the loss of a child.
Mm.
I know other people who've made horrible decisions that had almost no bearing on their daily life at all. And it was like, oh, dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Both ends of the spectrum. And this is not something I would wish on anybody, any part of this situation. So I guess the takeaway is, if you have kids and you're dating online, don't take your kids.
I mean,
not on the first date anyway.
People are far too trusting.
They are.
When they meet somebody online, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, anybody can be anybody they want
mm-hmm.
when they're behind a keyboard.
Yep, exactly.
I could be a 75-year-old man if I wanted to. And I don't think that, like, I'm not trying to be mean or pick on anybody or whatever, but I don't think that dating apps do enough to protect the users. No,
they totally do not. I mean, my first True Crime Cafe episode was about a South Carolina pediatrician who met a guy on Millionaire Match mm-hmm. or whatever it was. He was not who he said he was. I've mentioned a few times in different cases that my mom used a dating app. And for as much as I like to give her grief about it, you know, and I know other people who met on dating apps and it worked out and it's great. But when my mom was using them, she was very, very diligent. She would ask them for their full name, their birthday, and then she would go and she would use one of these sites where you can look people up mm-hmm. .com, whatever. And she would use one of those and she would like very carefully vet them. She'd mm-hmm. do some Facebook stalking, you know, and she would make sure that they were who they said they were.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that dating apps are bad. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that people can't find real love on dating mm-hmm. apps. But in this circumstance, I think it was a combination of her being naive,
mm-hmm.
her want to be with somebody overriding common sense.
Yep.
I mean, because that could have had a very, very, very bad ending.
Yes,
you know? So I think there was a combination of events. I mean, you've got people who are out there and they just know how to find these people. Like mm-hmm. the people that they can take complete advantage of.
Yeah. Most people who know me know I'm a huge fan of reality television. And sometimes just like the more outlandish, like I have to watch at least one episode.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I've watched a lot consistently mm-hmm. is Catfish. Lakeisha was catfished, plain and simple. Yeah. One of the things they ask people when they start talking to them is, have you ever had a video chat with them? Most of them say no. Their video is broken. They're, mm-hmm. you know, they're on a friend's phone. We couldn't FaceTime because he's using an Android.
There's ways around that, just so.
There are.
Yeah, I think it's weird, though, because most catfishing situations are for other reasons, not because I want this baby.
This one took it to a new level.
And then my question is, did she include pictures of her kids in her profile?
I have no idea. I'm going to say she probably did not include pictures, but
she had to mention them, though.
She had to mention that I'm a single mother. And if you're 22 and you're a single, if you say I'm 22 and I'm a single mother, and your kids are not, at the oldest, they might be, six, seven, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
When you're 22, probably about five or six. So, yeah. I mean, the younger the person is on the dating app and they say they're a single parent, the younger their kid's going to be, mm-hmm. in all likelihood.
Why was this woman looking for a baby? I mean, obviously it wasn't to hurt it. Mm-hmm.
And then she got 6 months. That's it. It seems like she should have gone on some registry, not really sex offender, but there should be some kind of child endangerment registry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the argument that could be made is the mother should be put on that list as well, because she endangered her children by taking them to meet somebody that she hadn't even met yet. But yeah, I agree. There needs to be some sort of, I don't know. I don't even know how you would go about setting it up, though, and what criteria and whatnot, but it would certainly make life a lot easier if we knew what people's intentions were.
It would. It really would.
And I hear stories like this, and it makes me even more grateful that I am married to mm-hmm. somebody who isn't crazy.
Yeah. Our husbands have a little bit of crazy, but it's not the kind of crazy that we're going to talk about on an episode of this podcast.
Mm-mm.
Hopefully.
I don't know. I think there's a lot in that situation. Her taking the kids with her, mom could have been more insistent about keeping the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Never meet somebody for the very first time when you're getting into their car, when you're going to their house, none of that. Mm-hmm. Meet them in a public place.
Exactly.
I get that she didn't drive, but if this person had been real, she could have insisted that, hey, we need to meet at such and such. And I'm sure her mom or somebody would have given her a ride somewhere local.
As a mother who has children who have met people online, I am very, very quick to, I saw this episode of Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, mom, please stop. And a couple times, mom's been right that the person they're talking to is not exactly who they appear to be. Mm-hmm. So they had a friend go dark and they're like, oh no, the friend's 3 hours from here. We just have to go looking for them, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, why don't you call police and ask them to do a welfare check? So they did. And the police called back and they're like, I don't know what your friend's telling you, but the address we went to was an abandoned house. I was like, see? Mm-hmm. I'm like, so... Right? Yeah. And my kids are older than Lakeisha was when this happened.
Yeah.
And I'm, super helicopter mom.
That's not always a bad thing.
No.
I'm just saying. We've all done stupid mm-hmm. things in our lives.
I think of some stupid crap I did when I was younger and dumber and cursed on my own. And I worked in an airport and my roommate and I met this German soccer player and his flight was delayed till the next day. And we're like, don't get a hotel. You can come home with us. We can stay up all night and binge, old comedy shows that he said he loved. And he was adorable. And luckily he was not an axe murderer because,
Right. Otherwise we would not be here to do this podcast.
Right. Right. Luckily we were up all night watching I Love Lucy.
I'm just saying you would think that in a situation like this where it's a single mm-hmm. mom, you would tend to be more protective
mm-hmm.
of your kids. Was the night before a practice run?
Took
the baby?
So that was a few weeks before.
But I'm saying...
Yeah, so the first night. Okay. I don't know if it was a practice run just to gain their trust or what.
Sounds to me it was a practice run to try mm-hmm. and see how long it would take for her to call the police or get authority. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can't fault her for the choices she made. She was young.
Yeah.
Single mom.
And you know, 22, yeah, she's old enough to vote, she's old enough by alcohol and everything, but 22 is still young.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're raising three children.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have support of a parent, like your parent, raising three kids as a single parent, all under the age of three, like none of them in school yet.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I'm not passing judgment.
No, not at all.
In any way, shape, or form. I have the experience of having 20 plus years on her.
Right.
And I have more life experience. So that's where I kind of get in the whole, why would she take her kids? Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I'm not passing judgment. I just don't necessarily understand why she would take her kids. Hopefully the lesson was learned.
Hopefully.
When did this happen?
This was in 2017.
Okay, so hopefully by now she's maybe found somebody to build a life with.
If I remember correctly in the interview, she said she was in no rush to go back to online dating.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
And I understand wanting to have romance. Mm-hmm. I totally. But I can't understand in the age of social media going and leaving your kids with a stranger.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. I think social media has made it so people think they know people.
This is true.
You see the persona of somebody that they want to present online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it may be their authentic self. Social media probably contributed. I mean, inherently as people, we want to believe that everybody's good. But reality says not everybody is good.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, with life experience, at 22, I might have been more likely to believe that everybody's good. At the age I am now,
mm-hmm.
not so much.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I get friend requests all the time as an author, and I'm like, how many mutual friends do we have?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do they post about? If their post is like, buy my book, then they don't want to be friends. They just want to sell me a book
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
I'm the same way. Like, I very rarely accepted friend requests from people that I did not know mm-hmm. like went to high school with, or if I saw them on the street, I'd be like, oh, hi, Sally, or whatever. Now I do more so, only because, you know, I'm friends with a lot of authors and then their friends request to be my friends and stuff like that. But if I don't know somebody like personally, then it's still, I mean, it could, that friend request could sit there for a week or two before I even onto it.
Well, and due to the nature of our job, we get a lot of friend requests or at least I do, because working in social media, sometimes Facebook won't let you manage a page unless you're friends with the person who owns the page. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, just send me a friend request. It's cool.
Yeah. I definitely think social media played a big role in how trusting she was.
I agree.
Thankfully, though, it ended with a happy ending.
Because it could have gone so much horribly worse.
It could have gone so much horribly worse.
I had two kidnappings with the same victim,
mm-hmm.
no murder, and I still gave you all the feels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Well, I have murder for next week, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Stay caffeinated.
And join us next time for another cup of crime.